Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering. Hello, podcast listeners. I'm Alan Collins. I head up the abuse team at Hugh James. And with me today is my colleague, Danielle Vincent. And we are going to discuss the proposed or potential Church of England compensation scheme. Hi, Danielle. Ready to have a chat about this compensation scheme?
Hi, Alan. Yes, I am indeed.
Jolly good. So we thought we would talk about this because it sort of hit the news. There was talk about it on BBC Radio on Sunday, the 4th of October. And it's all about the Church of England moving forward with its proposed, I hesitate in using the word proposed, or potential compensation scheme for survivors of abuse. So, as I understand it, there's going to be sort of an interim pilot scheme, which is being drawn up to, or has been drawn up to, initially compensate 10 survivors. And then the idea, as I understand it now, is that it sort of gets rolled forward into a more comprehensive scheme. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so the 10 survivors that are currently individuals that are known to the church already. They've made their allegations. So the church are aware of them. I understand that the scheme is in draft. So this process will probably be a test the waters to see whether there needs to be any amendments before the scheme is rolled out to potentially masses of individuals that are clearly going to come forward.
Yes. And I see that it's sort of reported that the figure of £200 million is what is going to be required. But I understand from what was said on BBC Radio that the figure might be inaccurate, might be misleading. The Right Reverend Jonathan Gibbs, who is behind the scheme, was interviewed on BBC Radio, and he was sort of saying, as I understand it, if I've heard him correctly, that it's misleading. There's no point in having a figure because it sends the wrong kind of message. And basically, it sounds as though if there is a scheme, the Church of England has got to fund it, whatever the cost, whether it's 1 million, 100 million, whatever the figure is. So I think this figure of 200 is not what it is. Anyway, so can you tell us, Danielle, a little bit about the background? Because the Church of England obviously was part of the ICSA inquiry. So we at Hugh James were involved with ICSA. So we've got an interest on behalf of how many clients in what took place at ICSA. So can you tell us a little bit about the backdrop?
So over the years, there's been many allegations and people have come forward. So ICSA started an investigation into this, which, as we're aware, has gone on for so many years now and has not been helped by coronavirus delaying reports and findings. But there's been lots in the press and statements that have been provided by people very senior within the church who have commented and apologised for the failings. So it was understandable that some form of compensation scheme was likely to come forward because separate investigations have shown that there has been failings, especially into people like Peter Ball, who was a former bishop who was convicted.
Yes, but he was pretty notorious.
Yeah, so that was in 2015. And again, the church accepted that there were failings there. So although we haven't got finalised reports at the moment, it's likely that it's going to be similar. And as I say, the responses that have been provided by Most Reverend Justin Welby, he apologises for the abuse and the cover-up. So I think the scheme is hopefully going to try to address for some people those failings. But at the time of recording this podcast, we don't know what the terms will be of the redress scheme, how people apply, what sort of figures will be considered as compensation and the criteria for it.
No, the devil is going to be in the detail. And of course, in a religious context, that's maybe a sort of apt phrase or not. I don't know. Anyway, so everyone knows what I mean. So the devil's going to be in the detail. So I think they're talking about another year or 18 months before this scheme comes to fruition, which is, from a survivor perspective, I think a very long time, because we know survivors struggle to come forward in the first place, and it can be a real challenge and struggle for them, having come forward, to get some form of justice, belated justice, often imperfect justice. So I think, you know, the Church of England's got to do right. It's said that there's going to be this potential scheme. So I think the world's attention is going to be on the church to make sure it delivers, because if it doesn't deliver, then, well, that would be terrible. It'd be so damaging all round. So let's hope it's a scheme that is, you know, tailored to meet the needs of survivors.
Yes, and I hope that the scheme actually does deal with people that have passed away due to the time frame that has elapsed since some of these people would have made their original complaints many, many years ago. If this scheme is again delayed even further before coming out, that hopefully, like other schemes we are aware of, spouses or children may be able to apply on behalf of that person.
I think it's going to be a case of let's watch very closely and see what evolves over the coming weeks and months. Of course, ICSA is just about to publish its report on the Anglican Church. Indeed, by the time this podcast goes out, the report may well have been published. I know it's imminent. So that will add, I'm sure, extra impetus to ensure that this scheme actually happens. Right. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, listeners. Watch this space, and please do join us with our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.